Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And good morning to Laura Canning, who is our Cass County Naturalist.
Yes, good morning.
You know, Laura is just commenting to Becky, I'm not ready for June.
I know.
So many things are planned for June, but before we get to June, you have that one coming up.
Well, Memorial Day is already here, and we're getting ready to kick off our movies in the park. And so we're kicking it off this holiday weekend on Sunday at 9:30. We do them at night, so it's...
kind of needs to be dark.
Yes, it needs to be dark. So it does make kind of for a late night, but we start the movie about 9:30. We're showing Minions this year. So we're going to do a couple kids' movies, and then we're hoping to do more of an adult documentary later on in the year, so...
So you do like about one a month, or is it not on any schedule?
We pick kind of the holiday weekends when we know our campground's full and hopefully we have good weather. So we are going to do this weekend. It'll be on Sunday, May 29th, and it is at 9:30 at night. And it's Minions. It's free.
At what park?
Cold Springs. So right up there by the shelter. And we will have a big movie screen. And you just bring your blankets, lawn chairs, whatever you want to sit on, and watch Minions.
And I guess if the kids, it really shouldn't be something that the kids are going to leave. But, they can wiggle and they can get up and walk around.
Oh, yes.
So that's one good thing about the park is that if they get tired of sitting still, they can get up and,
And we've had people, too, if they're camping there, they get up and take their sleeping child back to the camper.
Yeah,
come
there
back.
You go.
So that happens, too. So, and then we'll be doing some different ones. Our 4th of July movie will be Alvin and the Chipmunks, The Road Trip.
How appropriate, the road trip. That's what a lot of people are on when they come camping is a road trip. So that sounds really fun. And no fee.
Nope, it's free. Just come on up and we'll even have, we have popcorn until it runs out. So.
Okay. Well, if you run out, those with the campers can make their own, I guess.
Yes,
but
yes.
Anyhow. Yeah, fun kind of thing. You've been doing this for a couple of years, and obviously it's been appreciated or you wouldn't be still doing it.
Yep, and we avoid Lake Anita's. If you've ever been out to Lake Anita's, they do their theirs on Saturday nights. So
okay, so that's
another...
We try
to avoid their Saturday nights, so you could go all weekend if you really wanted to. 4th of July will kind of be like that, because ours are on Friday, and then they're doing theirs on Saturday.
And then I think... Atlantic Parks and Rec is doing one this year also.
Yes, so. I haven't heard, but he was trying to pull that together. So.
Yeah, so kind of keep your eyes open. It's, it's almost like the old drive-ins.
Yes, that's why.
Did you ever go?
Yes, I grew up next to an old drive-in over on the eastern Iowa. So, and it's still there today. I'm hoping to get my kid there someday. So.
Yeah, what fun. There aren't very many of them left.
Yes, there is not. There is not.
What fun. Yeah, those were really great fun. Okay, so movie in the park.
Yes.
Then what's the next thing we want to talk about?
Well, we have National Trails Day coming up. And so Nishna Valley Trails and Cass County Conservation has gotten together so we can do kind of a cleanup of sorts out there at the T-Bone Trail. And so we have planned on that National Trails Day, which is Saturday, June 4th. June 4th, we are going to have up there at 9 a.m. at the trailhead right there by the hotel, up by I-80. We are going to all meet there. And then anyone can come help out, bring some gloves.
Will you have the bags and whatever, that kind of something to put all the trash
in? Yep, we're going to have some trailers for trash, for some of the things we're going to do, some trimming and things like that. And just more people, the better, to help us kind of go to some trouble areas of the trail and get it all cleaned up and things like that. So if you'd like to help us with that, our friend Dick, he will be taking your names so we know you're coming. And his phone number is 243-2038. And so we are going to have some donuts that morning since it is at 9 a.m., but we are going to get out there and get cleaning up that trail, and especially after some of these storms where it could change even though we're sitting a week out from that National Trails Day. So
I'm thinking most bicyclists, and I'm probably most walkers, are not throwing trash out, but even if they don't, and we're hoping they don't, their stuff does blow around.
Yes.
And so it just, that'll look nice to have everything cleaned up.
We're going to get that cleaned up. So if you're interested in helping us out, 9 a.m. on that Saturday, June 4th, is 243-2038. Give Dick a call, and he'll get you all signed up for that.
Okay. So 2038. Be sure to call, and it'll be fun. You know, if you have to be out there by yourself doing it, it's like, this is a terrible job. When you go with a group, it's fun.
More hands get more done.
You bet. Well, that's just one of the first things in June. You have more June opportunities.
Same weekend. We're packing in that first weekend of June. It is free fishing weekend, if you haven't heard. So June 3rd through the 6th, it'll be free fishing weekend. And I know Lake Anita will be doing their derby. And then at the same time, come out for the fishing derby on that Saturday. But we are also doing our story walk out at Lake Anita that day.
And tell me about story walk. I know you've said you're going to do that different places, but explain story walk to me.
Yes. So at the beginning, at the start of the trail, we'll start the beginning of a book. And then as you walk along, you'll see every page, the next page, and the next page. And you'll read the children's story as you go along. And you kind of then, of course, get to the end of the book. And so we partnered with, of course, our county libraries in doing this as part of their summer reading program. It fits right in with their theme. And so we also partnered with the Atlantic Area Chamber to kind of broaden the one of their events out, their Explore, Discover, Share. And so that we're going to kind of kick that off. And we're going to kick it off in Anita and do their first story walk. And I just practiced with the Anita some of the Anita Library kids just the other day, and we practiced and we set it up in the city park, and so they know what they would see and look for, and it's been going fantastic. We're excited to put up a book. Of course, it's about fishing because it's free fishing weekend.
That'll be a different book each time.
Yes,
in a different area each time.
Yes. And you could travel around. By the time we're done with the 6 weeks, you'll be traveling around the county. You'll have gone and seen more than six books, depending on if you attend any of our kickoffs or our library programs. So, because the library programs books will also be different. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So this first one.
Probably 6 books, depending on if you attend any of our kickoffs or our library programs. So, because the library programs books will also be different. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So this first one is what time and where?
Yeah, it's anytime. It's up to you when you want to come out over the weekend from that Friday to that Monday. So 3rd through the 6th. And it's if you drive towards the spillway, we'll have signs, but we'll drive towards the spillway in Lake Anita, and it'll be in a nature hike area. And it's probably a part of the park you've probably not been to. It's one of the reasons why we picked it.
So you don't necessarily have one group of children at a certain time.
This is come and go as you please. When it works in your family schedule to come out and do a little bit of hiking out at Lake Anita.
Okay. Oh, that's interesting.
So, yeah.
Okay. So that's the first one.
Yeah, that's the first one. And then we'll be doing Cumberland will be the next weekend. And if you can get to one of the libraries in the next 2 weeks, we'll have little passports that has all of the addresses, all of the dates, and you'll have everything you need to do it if you're interested.
Okay, and I specifically have to mention the one that's at Produce in the Park.
Yes, we have Produce in the Park kicking off.
That's the 16th that you're doing
that?
Yes, okay.
Yep, and so we're going to actually practice this and see it. So you can come see it at Produce in the Park, but we'll already be 2 weeks in. So,
yeah. Sounds like a whole new adventure, Laura.
Yeah, we'll be practicing that. And then, so come see us at Produce in the Park on that 16th, and that'll be Atlantic's weekend as well.
Okay, wow. So, yeah, it's a new adventure.
Yeah. Speaking of adventures, I guess.
Okay.
We have a program out at the Hitchcock House. They do one program a month, a public program a month out there, and it's usually every third Sunday, but this month is a little bit different. They got together and are going to do theirs on June 5th on that Sunday at 2 p.m. and it's going to be it's called Walk Forever Free, and it'll be Doug Jones and Deandra Johnson and Barry Jurgensen. And Barry is walking from Nebraska City, Nebraska, all the way to Chicago, Illinois. and find along.
Why is this his path?
Along the Underground Railroad, and he's retracing all those steps. And so that's why we're doing our program a little bit early, because he's going to be walking through Cass County, up from Tabor and into Cass County, and he'll even be camping in Cass County that weekend as well. And we'll be tying that all in.
And time and place for that?
2:00 in the Big Red Barn out at Hitchcock House on Sunday, June 5th.
Okay. And give us your website.
Yes, mycountyparks.com. And you click on Cass County and you can find all of these events as well.
All right. Much going on. There's no reason to say there's nothing to do, because there's so much to do. Thank you so much, Laura Canny, for coming in today. And she is the Cass County Naturalist with Cass County Conservation. Until next time, if a child cannot learn in a way we teach, we must teach in a way the child can learn.
At least six books, depending on